Welcome to Jay Sekulow Weekend, your source for the latest news, information, and insight for the legal, cultural, and political issues that matter most. Now, Jay Sekulow Weekend.
It was a bad decision. I think there was a lot of decisions that were bad. I think that the decision should rest in the hands of the states. I'm a federalist.
I am somebody who believes that Roe versus Wade was rightly decided.
I voted for Justice Breyer and Justice Ginsburg, not because I agreed with their ideology, but because I thought they were qualified and the judge and the elections have consequences when presidents are nominated.
Both those who believe in a choice and those who are opposed to abortion can come together.
Of course. We have to come together
and say we should try to prevent unintended pregnancies
and help these young women who are facing such a difficult decision with a compassion that will help them with the adoptive services.
I think that abortion is a very difficult issue, and it is a moral issue.
The courage to bring that child into this world, and we'll help take care of it.
I am completely supportive of a ban on late-term abortions, partial birth or otherwise.
Those of us who are proudly pro-life understand.
I think that the Constitution has a right to privacy in it that shouldn't be subject to state referendum.
It's got to be courage and compassion that we show to a young woman.
If it sounds incredible that I would vote to withhold life-saving treatment from an infant, that's because it's not true.
Just again, the example of the eloquence of Senator Obama.
Here are the facts. As long as there's an exception for the mother's health and life.
Just again, the example of the eloquence of Senator Obama. He's health for the mother. You know, that's been stretched by the pro-abortion movement in America to mean almost anything. That's the extreme pro-abortion position for health.
It is true that this is going to be, I think, one of the most consequential decisions of the next president.
There you had it. The issue firmly discussed and livelyly discussed. It was very active, the issue of abortion. There was a number of other issues we wanted to get to, but at least it got to the abortion issue. Our phone lines are open. You heard the debate. What do you think? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We pushed and pushed and pushed this week. We're going to continue to do that, by the way, for there to be action in these debates and in the dialogue between the candidates on the moral issues. We got one. It was just one, but it was significant, and that was abortion, Jordan. And that was at least a temporary victory in our process of getting a full debate on the cultural issues.
We were watching the debate last night, and we were speaking to each other online, and we were talking about what we thought in the debate and how these issues weren't coming up. And then we heard this from Bob Schaefer. Let's play bite one.
Senator McCain, you believe Roe v. Wade should be overturned. Senator Obama, you believe it shouldn't. Could either of you ever nominate someone to the Supreme Court who disagrees with you on this issue?
And I remember what I said to my dad through instant messenger. Finally, and it was Bob Schaefer who did it. So I actually, I congratulate Bob Schaefer for an excellent. He was the best moderator of this series. He was clear, concise, got through a ton of issues in an hour and a half, got through more issues in 30 minutes than most of these debates got through in an hour and a half, and now, did not let the economy take up all the time because we've heard them talk about it a lot.
Yeah, of course, the economic news today, not so good either. Stock market way down again. We'll get to that in a little bit. But listen, our phone lines are open for you. What do you think? Where are you viewing the candidates? Hey, folks, we're only a couple, 3 weeks out now for the election. What do you think? What are your thoughts? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A lively discussion, to say the least. A very interesting question about the Born Alive Act. When we get back from the break, I'm going to get into this a little bit. A very different vote. Senator Obama defending his position on not supporting the Born Alive Act, which was, if an infant's born alive, they will be given life-saving treatment. We're going to get into that when we get back, because it shows you how far apart these candidates are on this issue of life. Now, judges barely discussed. We'll get into a little bit of this. He did at least, I give, again, what Jordan said, Bob Schaefer credit. At least we got this. Look, here's what happened, folks. All of you were speaking out. Talk radio was talking about this. Christian talk radio, Christian television, conservative talk, When are we going to discuss the issues? When are we going to discuss the issues? And lo and behold, Bob Schaefer does it and does it well. Now, there's 3 weeks left. There's a lot more to discuss. We want to make sure these candidates continue to address these issues. This will show where these candidates are different. Jordan, go ahead and tell everyone how they can get involved in making sure these issues come out.
Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. Our toll-free number, 877-989-2255.
I want to provide a tax cut.
Let's not raise taxes on anybody.
It's an election cycle consumed by political sound bites from both parties. And when you get past the campaign rhetoric, there's something happening that's impossible to ignore. There are key issues getting no attention, no debate, no discussion. Issues that are critical to the future and direction of our nation. Issues including likely vacancies on the Supreme Court, abortion, and the definition of marriage. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to know what you think. Let the ACLJ know how you rate some of the most important issues of our time. As Election Day approaches, there's still time for the candidates to engage these issues, and we hope they do. Have your voice heard. Take the ACLJ Issue Survey. The ACLJ will let the new Congress and the new president know where you stand on these issues, what's important, and why. Take the survey now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or take the survey online at aclj.org. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Now, one of the issues that came up during the debate was the Infants Born Alive Act. Let's see if we can get, this is important to understand what it is. And Jordan, I think it's important to set the tone first for what the Infant Born Alive Act is. You were involved in that when it was in the United States House and Senate. That was, of course, to make sure that if an infant survives an abortion, they're given appropriate medical care. But the candidates took two very different views on that. And this has been action both at the state level and at the federal level.
Yeah, that's right. And what has come into most of the contention here was what Barack Obama did as a state senator in Illinois, voting, I guess he gave some kind of vote when he was on a judiciary committee there, which really got rid of this legislation in Illinois. He was one of the leaders against it. And something that did not come up last night, which I wish it would have, which John McCain would have had to bring up, was the Freedom of Choice Act. This is something that Barack Obama promised to Planned Parenthood's leaders in June 2007. And we're not, you know, this is the facts here. He promised in June 2007 that it would be the first thing he would do as president. Now, that act, the Freedom of Choice Act, is a bill that was introduced in the U.S. Senate that would eliminate every abortion regulation in the country,
including partial birth, right?
Parental notification, informed consent, and the partial birth abortion ban that was signed into law by President Bush.
So here's what you got. I think the reality is you have to understand the nature and the signs and the times we live in. We want these issues fully discussed over the next several weeks. We've got a good success. You're heard when you speak out. Your voice matters. You get results. Now we got to keep the pressure on for these candidates to address the issues. We need you to participate in this survey that we're then giving to these candidates and forcing the issues to be addressed. Here's the phone number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Now, if you care about the direction of the country and where we're going politically, what the ramifications are for the Supreme Court of the United States, for abortion, for the family, then you need to be participating in this so we can speak with one loud voice and know where the issues are. Look, some of you are taking different views on issues. That's what America's all about, but we want these issues discussed. It's 1-877-989-2255. Now, let me set up something for you. The issue is called the Infant Born Alive Act. We were big promoters of it. If an infant survives abortion, which there's been testimony, and you know this, they do, especially in these late-term abortions, the child will survive. There was a move in Congress to make sure, and in the state legislatures, that these infants would be given appropriate medical attention because they survived an abortion. We've talked to people that are survivors of abortion procedures. Senator Obama, look, again, I want to make it very clear, we're not endorsing or opposing candidates. I'm just giving you their views. Senator McCain supported the Infants Born Alive Act. Senator Obama refused it. He refused to support it. Now, and in fairness, we're going to play for you a clip number 14. This is the defense that Senator Obama gave last night as to why he support it or did not support the Infants Born Alive Act. And then I'm going to give you a legal analysis and why I think on this particular issue, Senator Obama's wrong. Let's take a listen.
If it sounds incredible that I would vote to withhold life-saving treatment from an infant, that's because it's not true. Here are the facts. There was a bill that was put forward before the Illinois Senate that said you have to provide life savings treatment, and that would have helped to undermine Roe versus Wade. The fact is that there was already a law on the books in Illinois that required providing life saving treatment, which is why not only myself, but pro-choice Republicans and Democrats voted against it, and the Illinois Medical Society, the organization of doctors in Illinois, voted against it. Their Hippocratic Oath would have required them to provide care, and there was already a law in the books.
And here's what he said. The fact is that he voted against it because, and this is exact word, there was a bill that was put forward by the Illinois Senate that would have to provide, that would have provided life-saving treatment, and that would have helped undermine Roe versus Wade. Here's the problem, Senator Obama, on this one. And we've been very fair to point out criticism when we think things have been leveled against Senator Obama that are not correct. But on this one, let me be very specific. If it Roe versus Wade was not an issue, the child survived the abortion. Roe versus Wade was not an issue. And he points to some pro-choice Republicans that supported that wouldn't support the bill either. Well, who cares? I mean, I'd be quite blunt and frank about it. There are pro-choice Republicans. I think abortion, frankly, is a non-negotiable issue. And my concern here, to be blunt, is that it shows a callous indifference to human life, saying that you provide, not providing, not supporting a bill that provided life-supporting medical attention for an infant surviving an abortion, and saying that's somehow going to undercut Roe versus Wade. Trust me, Senator Obama, right now, unless there's a major change on the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade doesn't go. Now, my hope is there will be a change at the Supreme Court. That was addressed yesterday. I wanted to point this one out, not to be overly critical of Senator Obama, but to give you the legal analysis on something, believe me, I'm intimately familiar with, because I deal with these cases in court, as you know, all the time. So we've got a lot of calls coming, and we're going to play some other clips as well. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, I want to play a clip right before a quick one. Clip number sure. 8, very quick, because I think this is it. If you want Barack Obama's stance on abortion, here he is on Roe versus Wade. He's very clear. He's not hiding where he stands.
Now, I would not provide a litmus test, but I am somebody who believes that Roe versus Wade was rightly decided. I think that abortion is a very difficult issue, and it is a moral issue, and one that I think good people on both sides can disagree on.
Let's go right to the phones. There it is, though, Barack Obama saying he believes. I think the importance there is Roe versus Wade was rightly decided. He can say everything else about that good people can differ and that he wouldn't have a litmus test, but very clear. I mean, there's the comment. He believes Roe versus Wade is good law. Let's go back to the phones. Denise from Missouri, online 3. Denise, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, guys. I am a proud card-carrying member of the ACLJ, and I think
everybody
must have been listening to you guys discuss this issue this week before the debate last night, because I personally consider the abortion issue and the nominations of Supreme Court justices much more important than the economy. The economy will rebound as it always has, but the infanticide must stop, as well as the blocking of all the federal court nominees. I just signed your petition on your website to pressure the Congress to stop fooling around and give an up-and-down vote on these nominees that have been waiting forever. Jay, all I do day and night is live in fear of my beloved country leaning farther and farther to the left.
I know. Look, I know the fear. By the way, thank you first for signing that petition. We had a huge response. I want to say this to our television audience as well. We ran this special interview with Senator John Kyle from the Judiciary Committee. He's ranking member, one of the ranking members on Judiciary, because there are a number of judges we need to get confirmed before the president's out of office. So we just got to have a couple months left. And I did not expect, I'll be honest, I didn't expect a giant response. You've got the economy teetering like it is, and people are concerned. And we were shocked, stunned with the size of the response we got from people that called in. In fact, we're going to be, and it only aired on a couple of our networks. Inspiration was in a special series of programming that week last week. So it didn't air on Inspiration. We're going to air it again in the weeks ahead. So something everybody's going to want to listen to. Denise, you brought up a point. Yeah, I do think they listen. We know they listen to these broadcasts. The good news is other people were talking about it as well. We started kind of a groundswell. Jordan was right. He IM'd me and said, finally, and Schieffer, Bob Schieffer did a great job. But, Jordan, we need to keep that pressure on so people need to – if they haven't participated in this – it's basically a survey. Right. It takes literally a minute and a half to do it. They need to do so.
Right, and we got the discussion on the Supreme Court. We got the discussion on partial birth abortion, but we haven't had the discussions on the Supreme Court and the separation of church and state, or whether there should be that separation of church and state so strictly. Also, the issues about the fairness doctrine have not been discussed, and we know that's something that's going to come to light.
Right.
Especially, I think, if Barack Obama and the Democrats have a strong majority. They are the ones pushing it. That's the facts of the fairness doctrine. Of course, ministers being able to speak freely. The marriage issue did not come up either. Now, I don't know if that's because Joe Biden and Sarah Palin talked about it. We still haven't heard that really discussed between the two candidates, and we won't now. But they could still talk about it. And, of course, other issues as well, like prayer in school. Those issues did not come up. But I think Bob Schieffer did touch on, those issues, the most contentious, the biggest wedge, and the most dividing in the country. When you look at the polling data, when it comes down to abortion generally, we are a very split country. Now, when you get into partial birth abortion and things like that, overwhelming majority of the country wants those procedures banned. Let's go.
Now, let me do, before we do this, folks, this is what Jordan just said. I want to underscore somebody just said. We saw them, that abortion, that discussion was significant. And it wasn't just 30 seconds. This went on for minutes. We'll play some more clips when we come back after the break. But it was very, very significant. But, folks, your voice makes a difference. In these. Let's grab one more call and then we'll be going to a break.
Jerry from Wisconsin on line 5. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm very interested in the debate and the part about trade. Maybe we should extend trade to Colombia, more trade to Colombia or not.
Yep.
But it seems McCain is concerned more about the corporations in America than our national sovereignty. I mean, NAFTA, I mean, is encouraging illegal Mexicans to come to the United States because of the loss of agriculture jobs in Mexico, so I'm glad that they talked about that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on this, Jerry. I thought that was actually, let me give you a chance to finish up here. I thought that was actually a very good and lively discussion. Was your sense that was, that both candidates, whatever the position was, that was a good discussion?
Right.
Yeah, I think so, too. Listen, the economy issues, when the stock market, I don't know, what is it now, Jerry? I mean, you shudder to hear this, but what is it down right now?
We're down around 130 points right now.
That's not
down
as bad as it was.
Over
it was 700. Down
actually, it's up a little bit right now. It was down over 700 points yesterday. Up about 18 points right now.
Okay, well, it was down 300 about an hour ago, so maybe it's bouncing back a little bit. Hey, folks, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. We've got a lot to talk about. Let me encourage you, though, to go to your phones right now. We want to make sure all of these issues continue to be discussed. That's how you make a president of the United States, and that's how you determine a president of the United States, whether you're a Republican, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're independent. Your voice should be heard by these candidates. 1-877-989-2255. Again, the number, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, but you call now to participate. 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ Wireless Service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
I want to provide a tax cut.
Let's not raise taxes on anybody.
It's an election cycle consumed by political soundbites from both parties. And when you get past the campaign rhetoric, there's something happening that's impossible to ignore. There are key issues getting no attention, no debate, no discussion. Issues that are critical to the future and direction of our nation. Issues including likely vacancies on the Supreme Court, abortion, and the definition of marriage. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to know what you think. Let the ACLJ know how you rate some of the most important issues of
of our time. As Election Day approaches, there's still time for the candidates to engage these issues, and we hope they do. Have your voice heard. Take the ACLJ Issues Survey. The ACLJ will let the new Congress and the new president know where you stand on these issues, what's important, and why. Take the survey now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or take the survey online at aclj.org.
Neither Roe nor Casey are written in the Constitution. They may not have mentioned all of the appropriate interests that may be taken into account. Why is it not an appropriate interest that the state is worried about rendering society callous to infanticide?
Those are the words of Justice Antonin Scalia during the partial birth abortion case, the Carhartt case. Now, interesting, Senator Obama addressing basically the same issue about where in the Constitution do you see the right to abortion. Take a listen.
What ultimately I believe is that women, in consultation with their families, their doctors, their religious advisors, are in the best position to make this decision. And I think that the Constitution has a right to privacy in it that shouldn't be subject to state referendum any more than our First Amendment rights are subject to state referendum, any more than many of the other rights that we have should be subject to popular vote.
Well, there you have it. I think that's the best example of the difference. I mean, you got Justice Scalia, who does not think the right to abortion is in the Constitution, and Senator Obama does. Whether you agree with them or not, that's up to you. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to them.
Paula is calling from New Hampshire on line two. Paula, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, Dave. Two quick comments, if I
sure.
can, and then a question.
Yep.
I volunteer at a CareNet Pregnancy Center in New Hampshire,
yep.
and
Great.
One of the comments that Mr. McCain made was that we need to help these women who decide to carry. The question is that I'd like to see how they plan on doing it, because we have so many women that don't have that option. And my two comments were, does Obama know that the Roe v. Wade case, she never had that abortion? And the second question is, if the comment of the doctors to first do no harm, if it's to do no harm, trust me, 23 years ago I had an abortion, and it still does harm. Those are my comments and my question. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your calling in, and I appreciate your honesty and sincerity with that. And we've talked about the impact on women that abortion has even decades later. The good news is, and I've said this before, that the healing power of Jesus Christ is what you've got to always focus on in these kind of situations. It's two different worldviews. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And these crisis pregnancy centers that you're working at, I just spoke at one a few months back. They do a fantastic job. I mean, just a wonderful job. And I have always appreciated their work and what they do. And we will continue to support the work of these great crisis pregnancy centers. But, you bring up an interesting question, and that is, do they understand enough of the issues when they're making these soundbite statements? And the problem is, although Bob Schieffer did an excellent job, and this was a long discussion, this just wasn't 10 seconds. I mean, this was about an 8-minute block of discussion time, which was impressive, frankly. But the fact of the matter is, I think you have to realize that there's a lot at stake here for the country so that these issues continue to be discussed. And what I want to encourage you to do, Paula, and everyone else that's listening, is to make sure you participate in our user poll. This is the poll that you will be participating, so your voice is heard by these candidates. We've already seen great results. Listen, I don't think abortion would have been discussed if a number of us weren't pushing on this, and it was. But there's a lot of other issues to go. And, Jordan, let's let everybody know why it's so important to have this voice heard, and, two, what they can do to make sure it is heard.
Yeah, I mean, we got the abortion discussion. We got the Supreme Court discussion. But we've not heard on things like the Fairness Doctrine, on specific issues like school prayer, talking about strict construction of the Constitution, the marriage, traditional marriage. We still haven't heard that about ministers having a right to speak. None of the moderators asked one of those questions, which I think would have brought up an interesting dialogue that maybe the candidates themselves would have been a little bit more open about, because they may have not have been prepared. But again, the candidates themselves could bring these issues up. They could bring them up targetedly in the next 19 days. I mean, that's what we have left. And I think you're going to see this. This is when these issues, these important, sometimes people call them wedge issues, come up, because they do divide the country in a sense, because people have very strong views both ways. It's why we want you to take part in this survey. It's absolutely crucial that you do it as soon as possible, because we're just running out of time in this election. 19 days left. So call right now. Take part in our ACLJ Issues of the Court survey. It's absolutely free. It's a toll-free number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up to take the survey online very quickly. It takes a few minutes. Let's go right to the phones. Ron's calling from Texas on line 4. Ron, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure.
I have a little different perspective on the debate. I thought both candidates spoke well, did a great job. Of course, I side more along with Obama. And I am a Christian, and here's the reason why.
Okay.
Because I really think that McCain and his philosophy and the ideology that he has, it focuses on the sin. And I think as a country, we need to focus more on the sinner. And if we can get a relationship with the sinner who actually does the sin, then maybe we can alleviate the type of sin. Even the caller that just called, the young lady, and my condolences to what she did, and I pray she's okay. But the caller right before me said the doctor did harm to her. And the doctor did. That was her choice. She made that choice.
But you do have doctors participating in a procedure that majority of Americans have always find offensive to their moral conscience and also abhorrent as a culture. I mean, I think the problem is the devaluing of human life. And while I'm not going to cast blame here on anybody, I do have a question for you, though, and I appreciate you calling in, Ron. I appreciate that you listen to the broadcast. And you've heard the broadcast. Ron, I think you'd say this. We've been very fair on both candidates. We point out criticisms of Senator McCain. We pointed out criticisms of Senator Obama. We said where we thought Senator Obama did a good job. We said where Senator McCain did a good job. So, you know, I'm being as fair as you can be, but you got to do political commentary and legal analysis here. I was very concerned about Senator Obama's statements about the right of abortion as recognized in the Constitution, and I am very concerned about the Born Alive Act, but the fundamental difference of worldview, how do you reconcile that with yourself as a Christian and his very much pro-abortion stance?
Let's go right to the phone.
I want to see if Ron still want to respond to that. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, I reconcile it as if, and I'll give an allegorical comparison, strip bars. We do not ban strip bars, but yet most people that go in there commit adultery in the mind, as Christ said, don't do. But we don't
in addition to sometimes adultery, not just in the mind, and of course pornography and all kinds of other things. Of course, I'm opposed to strip bars. I think that the government should be able to say, you know what, we're not going to have that here. So I don't think it's just it's the sin and the sinner. I mean, listen, I appreciate your comment, but how do you reconcile the abortion issue with a biblical worldview? Ron.
Well, how do I reconcile it? Because
how do you reconcile abortion with the biblical worldview?
Well, I look at it, and I was an agnostic, and now I'm a Christian. I've studied the Bible. I've read it in detail. And what I'm saying is that Christ is more concerned with the person's heart, and we have to concentrate on that. And if America's going to change, we have to change their hearts. Rules without
There I agree with you. You got to change people's heart. You don't legislate these things away. Although all laws are based on someone's morality. So I agree with you. You got to change the hearts and minds of the people. I appreciate you calling in, Ron. I appreciate your honesty. I will tell you, I disagree with you on this issue strongly. I think the abortion issue answers showed a very different worldview. But look, it's a free country, and you could debate these issues. That's one of the things we do in America. Jordan, do we have time for one more call? Do you think
one more. Elizabeth from Washington on line 2. Elizabeth, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I've been fired up since I heard this comment from Obama. He made the comment of unintended pregnancies.
Right.
And the way he said that and how he said that makes me want to cry because I'm very anti-abortion and I know exactly what he meant by that, and maybe you can find that clip and play it. But I just can't even believe that they're just totally going above and over that comment and not even acknowledging it.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth, listen, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate it. It was a great insight from you on that. And that's because we've got the beginning of the discussion on this issue. This isn't the end. This is just the beginning. At least it was addressed. But now we've got to address it further. Jordan, let's let everybody know, and everybody that's listening to me, go to your phones. Jordan's going to give you the information. You need to participate in this so we can make sure these issues are discussed over the next 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, and I want to make this distinction very quickly. You have a choice to go into that strip club, but the baby doesn't have a choice to be aborted. That was the mother's choice, but not the baby's. But we want you to call, take part in the survey, 877-989-2255. Again, this is very important. 19 days left. Call right now, 877-989-2255.